Welcome to the Expat Wealth Blueprint Podcast. Simple approaches for managing personal wealth of 2 to 20 million. Join me every week as I share proven strategies and tactics and interview other expats from across Asia to help you on your own wealth journey. Welcome to episode 2 of the Expat Wealth Blueprint Podcast. Simple approaches for managing personal wealth of 2 to 20 million. I'm Max Keeling, I'm your host, and every week I'm going to be sharing some tools and tips on how to manage your own wealth as an expat in Asia, specifically for people that have got around about 2 to 20 million Singapore dollars. Why that range? Well, I think there's a real lack of credible information out there for this group, which can make you vulnerable to being taken advantage of by some banks and financial advisors. So hopefully this podcast will help educate you on some of the core frameworks or blueprints, regardless of your financial or investing knowledge. So what am I going to cover today? So I want to talk about how much do you need in retirement? What is your number? How much do you need to accumulate to get to financial independence? And at Provident, we classify or define financial independence as the ability to stop work if you want to. So you could quit your current job, you could go and work on other projects if you wanted to. That's your number. So my preferred approach is to go and think about what kind of lifestyle you want to achieve. So why are you working? What is it you want to do? So I would suggest you get a pen and paper and you take yourself somewhere away from the kids, if you've got kids, somewhere quiet. Maybe take yourself down to Sentosa and sit on the beach and look out to sea, or get yourself a coffee and write down what are some of the things you want to achieve. So if you had all the money that you needed, what kind of lifestyle are you realistically looking to be able to live? So write down, what country are you living in? So I often find if you've been an expat for a long time, it's not natural that you necessarily want to go back to Europe, UK, Australia. So think about that. Maybe it's having a multi-center. So maybe you're based in Europe, you want to spend some time in Asia or Australia. So go and write that down. Go and think about what kind of accommodation you want to live in. Think about, do you need a car? Think about how much you want to spend on travel and holidays every year. So are you flying business class? Are you flying an economy? What is it you want to be able to do? And let's go and put some placeholders. Now, obviously, when you actually get to retirement, your life's going to be different to what you're planning now. But we want to put some placeholders in to say, I've got a travel budget of, let's say, £10,000 per year. I know that will cover 2 or 3 trips per year. So that would be my preferred way of doing it, is working out what kind of lifestyle you actually want to obtain. Now, one of the reasons is it might not cost as much as you think. So some people come and they're stressed about how much they need in retirement, but maybe you haven't got expensive tastes. And so maybe actually the lifestyle that you're working hard to get to isn't as expensive as you think. So let's say that comes out at £50,000 a year, £40,000 a year, and you've got a clear idea of what you're going to be doing in the first 10, 15, 20 years if you were to retire. On the flip side, you might find out that the things you really want are really expensive and your lifestyle cost is more like £200,000 a year. And by listing it out and working out, you know, I really want to be able to fly business class, let's say, then when we go through the rest of this exercise and we work out what kind of pot of money you need to accumulate, if that's not possible, you can go back to this kind of vision work that you've done to work out what things you can compromise on. So let's say it was business class travel, and what you're earning and what you're building up just doesn't support that. We know we can go and downscale that. Whereas if we're just looking at generic numbers, it's quite hard to do that. So this will take a little bit of prep, but I highly recommend you go and do it, because writing it down will force you to think about what it is you really want. If you're in a couple, I would suggest doing it separately and then coming back, maybe having a glass of wine, discussing it over a meal. And every year you can make that a bit of a ritual to go back through it and start to try and clarify what it is you're trying to work towards. But let's say you say, Max, I haven't got time to go and do this work, or I really just haven't got an idea of where I want to get to. So I want to give you some rules of thumb that we can use to come up with some parameters of what you might need to accumulate. And then when you go and do that kind of vision work of what you want to achieve, it might be a bit easier for you to do it. So I found some people prefer to know what can they can afford first, and then they'll build a lifestyle around it. So the first rule that I want to bring to you is the 4% rule. So it's a really simple framework. So let's say you've already accumulated a certain pot of money. You're in your 50s and you want to work out, how much can I take out of that pot of money for the rest of my life, knowing that I won't run out of money? Now, at Provident, we would use cash flow software. So we do this in a lot more detail. We would load up all of your assets, your income, what you're spending, and we would project it forward until you're 90 or 100, and we would work out where you're on track. But you can do some simple high-level numbers yourself. So the 4% rule says that if you took 4% a year out of your capital and spent it and remained invested, theoretically, you would never run out of money. So if you've got $1 million and you spent $40,000 per year and that $1 million was invested, in theory, you would never run out of money. If you withdraw 3% per year, then that would be considered quite conservative. And if you were withdrawing 5% per year, that would be considered a bit more aggressive. And the risk is that you run out of money, which is not what you want to do. So in the resources on the podcast page for this, I'll put some tables so you can go and look up. So let's use that $1 million example again, whether it's $1 million US dollars, £1 million pounds sterling, $1 million Aussie dollars. 4% rule would say you can spend $40,000 a year. If you were spending $30,000 a year, that would be considered conservative. If you're spending $50,000 a year, it would be considered a bit more aggressive. If you were spending 6 or 7 or 8%, that would be considered very aggressive. You've got a much higher chance of running out of money. So let's say you've got $5 million across all of your assets. Then the 4% rule would say that you could spend about $200,000 a year. So if you were doing that vision exercise that I was talking about, you could use that as a starting point and say, right, I think I can spend $200,000. Does that cover everything that I want to be able to spend my money on? And if the answer came out yes, actually I'd only need $150,000. Okay, well, $150,000 is 3%. That's pretty conservative. That should be a credible starting point. If actually you've got $5 million and it turns out you want to be spending $400,000 a year, let's say, that looks like it's on the upper end, the higher range of what would be considered prudent in the financial planning world. So I think that's a really good, useful rule of thumb is, what are you accumulated already? If you took out 4%, what's that number? Does that feel right for you? Do you feel that you could spend that for the rest of your life? And what's your upper and lower range? So just taking out 4% per year, let's say it's that $40,000 a year out of your $1 million, that would be classed as a fixed withdrawal strategy. So then you would say, right, I'm going to take $40,000 out per year. You might adapt it for inflation. So you might take out slightly more each year, but you're going to take the same amount regardless of what's happened to the stock market. There is an alternative, which is doing a variable withdrawal strategy. So depending on what the stock market did, or depending on what you're invested in, if it's a very good year, maybe you can take out slightly more. If it's a bad year, you're able to rein in your expenses a little bit. And there's some evidence that your pot of money is much more likely to last longer. But let's not get bogged down in the details. as a rough rule of thumb, it can be quite useful. So if you're coming up to retirement, or you think you're coming up to that financial independence mark, then that table can be quite useful. Let's say you are younger and you haven't accumulated all your assets yet. You're still on that trajectory. You haven't got into that 2 to 20 million trajectory, and you want to work out how much you need to accumulate to have the lifestyle you want. So let's say you've got an idea of what you want to spend. So I'll also put a table in to show you this so you can kind of look it up. So the other rule I want to show you is the rule of 20 and 25. So very simple. Let's say you want to spend £80,000 per year. You multiply 80,000 by 20, which would give you 1.6 million, and you multiply it by 25, gives you 2 million. Why those numbers? Well, if you multiply it by 20, that is the 5% rule. And if you multiply it by 25, it's the 4% rule. So what I mean by that is, if you want to spend 80,000 a year, if you had between 1.6 and 2 million pounds or dollars, then you could use the 4 to 5% rule would apply. So it gives you a rough idea of what you need to accumulate. Let's go back to that example of, if you think you want to be able to spend 200,000 for the rest of your life, then you would need to get about 4 to 5 million using the rule of 20 and 25. So that can be another good way of, if you've got an idea of what you think you might want to spend, but you're not really sure how much you need to accumulate, multiply by 20 and 25, and it gives you a rough idea. Now, I want to point out that this is not financial advice specifically for you. So don't go make any life-changing decisions off the back of this. This is just to give you some high-level rules of thumb that you can apply to yourself. So I think it's useful when you're in your 30s and 40s to maybe do the multiplication up. I think as you get older and you start to see what assets you've got, you start to think about, what can I safely withdraw out? And so hopefully using those two bits is useful. Now, let me give you a warning. You need to read the fine print on this rule. So even though it's a simple, powerful rule, there are some specific things you need to know, which I'll cover in later podcasts. But let's say you are happy with the 3 to 4% rule, and you've worked out what you want to spend, and you think that is a good range for you, then hold your horses. Don't start spending that amount of money yet. We need to look at what the assumptions are. So the first assumption for the 4% rule is your capital must be invested. It can't be sat in cash. So you need to go and add up all of your assets and split them into what's investable and what's non-investable. So if you own a home and you live in that home, that is not an investable asset. We can't include that in this 4% rule. Also, non-investable assets would be, say, your everyday cash account or your emergency cash buffer. So your home is not an investment. I'm sorry to tell you, we can't include it. So it has to be invested, otherwise it doesn't work. Secondly, you need to be getting an annual investment return that's about 0.5% to 1% above your withdrawal rate. If you've decided that the 4% withdrawal rate gives you roughly the amount of money that you want to spend, or you think you can accumulate enough assets to use that 4% rule, you would need to be getting an investment return of 4.5% to 5% per year. If you were using a more conservative withdrawal rate, like 3%, you need to get 3.5% to 4% a year. I'll talk more about that in one of the future podcasts, but I think this is a really useful framework for you to go and look at your current investments and your potential options and work out if they are suitable for the lifestyle you want to get to. So go and have a look at the tables in the show notes and think about where you want to get to. Go and sit somewhere and write down what it is you want to achieve and go and cost that up. what kind of holidays, what kind of lifestyle you want, what countries you're going to be in, because that'll be really useful for you to gauge whether the amount of assets you need to accumulate looks eye-wateringly high to you or not. And that'll give you an idea of whether you need to scale back your ambitions, or maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised if you've already built up assets and it'll give you an idea of what you can spend. Maybe that'll give you some comfort around where you need to start on your financial planning journey. All analysis, views and opinions from the interviews, recommendations or any other information broadcasted, podcasted or published herein are provided for general information purposes only. Information obviously does not take into account any of your specific circumstances or particular needs or objectives and should not be construed as any specific advice or recommendations. The information has been obtained from sources that we believe are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. So always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Provident does not accept any liability for any loss whatsoever arising from the use of any of the information broadcasted, podcasted, or published herein.